Today is Thursday, the 26th of December, the feast of St. Stephen. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing Le Dieu de Vérité. The God of Truth, begotten of the Father, came down from heaven. As I listen, I can perhaps consider for a moment who it is whose birth we're celebrating. Not just a sweet little baby, but God Himself, the God of Truth, taking on our human condition, taking on weakness and vulnerability, taking on danger and the risk of rejection. Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died.
Hearing this gruesome story on the second day of Christmas, it might seem a very short honeymoon period after yesterday's wonder and joy at the Nativity. How does it seem to you to hear now this story of persecution, of martyrdom, of death? Stephen was the first Christian martyr. He and many after him believed so completely in this God become man that they gave their lives for him. Does this make any difference to how I think and feel about Christmas, the Nativity, the child in the manger? As I listen to the reading again, can I hold in my mind at the same time the picture of the Nativity and hear this episode as a further unfolding of that same story as Jesus is recognised and accepted by some but resisted and rejected by others.
Stephen, full of grace and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, Cyrenians, Alexandrians, and others of those from Cilicia and Asia, stood up and argued with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard these things, they became enraged and ground their teeth at Stephen. But filled with the Holy Spirit, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they covered their ears, and with a loud shout all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he died.
Today's feast of St. Stephen reminds us that the Incarnation, God becoming human, is not just about a sweet little baby in a crib, but has far-reaching consequences for the whole of humanity. I might want to ask God now, in my own words, to help me understand and take on board those consequences. Or perhaps in the face of the difficulties and obstacles I face in life, to have the kind of faithfulness, serenity, and courage that Stephen had. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.